Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening. Good evening. Welcome, welcome, welcome. Welcome to God's Purpose Ministry, where I am your servant host, Pastor Olivia Deloach. God bless you, beloved. Here we are again, another Wednesday night, and I am so glad to be with you and ready for tonight's lesson. Tonight's lesson is the danger signs of disloyalty. How many of us have either been disloyal to someone or have someone to be disloyal to us? Yes, beloved, disloyalty. What are those signs? But before we get started, we want to do our declaration. And our declaration is, I declare that I have a sound mind filled with good thoughts, not thoughts of defeat. By faith, I am well able. I am anointed. I am equipped. I am empowered. My thoughts are guided by God's word every day. No obstacle can defeat me because my mind is programmed for victory. This is my declaration. And Father God, we just thank you right now for such a time as this. We thank you for this hour, this minute, this second, this day, and this year, oh God. And we ask you to have your way. Keep us in perfect peace as our mind is stayed on you. Dispatch thy minister angels, encamp them around us about. Watch over our families and loved ones, oh God. Let us walk in good health, oh God. And all that we do it unto the Lord, and we give you praise. Yes, yes, yes. And we're coming out of the book today called The Absalom Spirit. Yes, that's an oldie but goodie, but yet still good. The Absalom Spirit. And the Absalom Spirit deal with betrayal. Amen. So we're going to talk about tonight the danger signs of disloyalty. And it starts out and it goes, a team of any kind must run smoothly together in order to produce maximum results. This is especially true in the church and ministry leadership now. Therefore, we must keep our minds clear of anything that would turn our leadership against itself, not against us, but against itself. Disloyalty is a state of mind. Oh, I need you to write that down. Get your pen, get your pad, get your electric device, however you take your notes. But disloyalty is a state of mind because we have the ability to decide what goes into our minds, beloved. You have that ability. We can reject the spirit of disloyalty. It simply requires that we continually purify our thoughts, our motives, and our attitudes by the word of God. Did you hear that? How do you purify your thoughts? How do you purify your mind, your motives, and your? How can you change your attitude? Through the word of God. Yes, we have to change that stinking thinking, okay? We have to begin to get the mind of Christ. But how do we do that? Only by listening to the word of God. Amen. Left unchecked. However, the spirit of disloyalty will start to take root in your heart. If you don't check, if I can say, if you don't begin to check your thoughts, you don't begin to check your motives, that's what's going on. If you don't begin to do right, that will take, disloyalty will take root down in your heart. So when you see people can do stuff, people say they'll stab you in the back or anything to get ahead, they're disloyal, there's no friendship, you know, they don't value it, that's a heart issue. That's something that comes from the heart when it's easy to do. I used to think about that, how people can do that to people, how people don't think of over and double cross people and just dog people out. It's a heart issue, beloved. As the root of disloyalty grows, it reveals a number of key danger signs that can alert us to the possibility of future conflicts. Now, I am talking about disloyalty, not in anybody else, but this is checking our own self. So tell somebody, attitude check. You're checking your own self that you do not have a sign. It's an opportunity for us to stop and reject the spirit before finally it'll consume you or destroy you, okay? One danger sign is that disloyal leaders, if you've ever seen disloyal leaders, try to steal the hearts of the people. Look, write this down. In 2 Samuel 15:2, Absalom stood in a convenient place to turn the hearts of the people against his father, the king. In the Jewish culture, it was common for legal matters to be addressed by the city's leaders at the main gates. But however, King David was absorbed in other activities, so Absalom took his place. Now, we told you the spirit of Absalom, the Absalom spirit. King David was busy being a part of something else that Absalom decided to put himself in the king's place. Absalom used his position of authority to begin spreading disloyalty and speaking out publicly against his father. See that? And think about that. If anybody should know their father, it's their children. So if the children going to speak out against the father, the hearers, the people is going to believe what the children say because they don't think you're allowing your father. But here was Absalom. He used his authority, which was being the king's son, that he's going to get up before the people and make a division. Somewhere he had a problem with his father, and he's like, I'm going to be out here, and I'm going to spread rumors, and I'm going to do stuff that he wouldn't do, and this is going to make my father look bad, okay? He created a power base to support his plan for the future. So they probably said, you know, just in today's term, King done got old. He don't know what's going on. Here's this young man. He got a vision. He sold himself real good. So we're going to rebel and we're going to follow Absalom because David done got old. And Absalom talk about his father and he knows his father. So we want something new. We want something young. We want some fresh blood. So we're going to go on with Absalom. Oh, that's how he misused that. That's how he created that base. That's because he had power over them. Okay? So let's keep moving. A pastor, a minister, or a leader may not be handling things properly. So you got to be up on that, beloved. Not saying everybody, but some misappropriate, some misuse and abuse their power. He or she may even be in sin, but to use this as an excuse to assert the influence of one's leader is to follow the spirit of disloyalty, okay? There is never a right time to steal hearts. Think about it. The Bible gives specific guidelines for addressing sin in church leaders, and we will explore that topic later. All right? Now, what was another sign? The first sign was stealing hearts. The second sign is promoting yourself. How many people do self-promotion? And that's another danger sign of disloyalty, as we've seen in Absalom. Is self-promotion. He, after he was lying on his father and going out there using his position, going in the name of the king, the name of his father, and raising up a base that people who were going to follow him and stop following his father, he was self-promoting. In the passage we'll study, it's interesting to note that in order to cast aspiration on another, and that was on King David, Absalom was fixing the spotlight firmly on him. You know those people, everybody who got to be in the spotlight is all about me, 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 me. They got the one that got to be seen. They the one that got to be heard. You know, it's not about anybody else. The spirit of Absalom, self-promoting. Okay. Clearly, listen, clearly pride, ego, selfishness, and eventually it exposes itself when a person's heart is increasingly consumed by disloyalty. So when you watch people walking in pride, you see people ego chest out, are they just selfish? Those are the most disloyal people there is, because selfishness means it's about me. Disloyal people would do anything to bring everything back to them. Okay? So God tell us in Psalms 101 verse 5, yes, Psalms 101, verse 5, in the New King James Version, it said that the proud will fall, a haughty look and a proud heart, him I would not endure. That's the word of the Lord. Furthermore, James, the book of James, chapter 4 and 6, makes it clear that God resists the proud. Okay, so don't be walking around all puffed up, all suitcase souffle, all this about me, pride, okay? Driven by desire for their own ideal of justice, retribution, and retaliation, disloyal people intentionally defame people of importance who will stand in their way. In other words, I'll knock anything down. I'll mess up your character. I'll talk about you. I will have people not believe that you're about anything. Anything to stop it. To get my way, I don't care who I hurt, long I have my way. They become wrapped up in their own importance and enter into a self-promoting phase of disloyalty. They become disloyal, beloved. So you have to watch yourself. If it come about, I will do anything to have my way, I will steal, kill, destroy, lie, you are a disloyal person. You're not loyal to anyone, because eventually anyone may get in your way, whether it's friends, family, they will get in your way, and you're going to be, your desire, like I said, you're driven. You're driven. Your mind is driven. And in this phase, people desire to attract attention, even if it's negative attention. Attention getting, it doesn't matter if it's good attention, it's, like they say, publicity, bad publicity is better than no publicity at all, okay? And they want you to pat them on the back. For example, in front of a church body, all right, members of, you know how people get up, well, you didn't call my name, you didn't say nothing about me, you didn't say how good I was, you gave them prop, but you didn't give me prop, you know, them type of people. Members of any leadership team need to remind themselves that they are there to help build the ministry and make sure visions is being fulfilled. Not to receive accolades of men and women, and most certainly not to take over. So if you got a takeover spirit, you have an Absalom spirit. And you don't need to get all those accolades. Everybody don't need to be pat you on the back and tell you, okay, yes, we all want to be appreciated, yes. But there's a limit. We got to know what's as accepted as too much, okay? Now, next sign is being prideful. Oh, there's that pride spirit. Pride, another danger sign of disloyalty. It is a mighty weapon of the enemy. Oh, if you are in pride or you walk in pride, that is the weapon of the enemy. Enemy, pride will go before a fall. You will eventually fall. So many times throughout the word, God wants us to beware of this destructive force. With pride, listen, beloved, with pride, Satan can charge right through a person's defenses and stir up ill feelings of disunity. Yes, it will. It will cause people to misunderstand. It will cause people to argue. It will cause people to fall out with one another. It will cause people to not even be around each other. Pride, it is destruction. Pride will cause a person to pursue personal ambition regardless of the mission or the vision of a team, of a church, of a family. It will cause a person to focus on one's own plans. Meaning, again, you're doing your own thing. Pride. That is pride that's driving you. That's a spirit. Amen. So be aware, beloved. And in ministry, anything else will come second to that. And listen to this. The phrase hidden agenda, you know, people say you got a hidden agenda, certainly relates to people in the growing stages of disloyalty. There is something in a hidden agenda, means it's got to be something in it for me. And you may not know what their hidden agenda is. You don't know what it's all about. They think that you're working with them. They think they got you over a barrel. They think that they're fooling you. But they have hidden agendas for what they're doing. And their hidden agenda is all about them, okay? And then the next sign is being easily threatened. Disloyal people think highly of themselves and are threatened when their ideals are not used, okay? They think highly of themselves, but when you don't do what they want you to do, now you're threatening their very existence. Absalom perceived that his father was a weak leader. That's what Absalom thought. He had no respect for his father. He didn't just say the word said he saw him as a weak leader. He thought he can do better. He thought he knew more. He thought he knew better than his dad, right? Absalom seemed to think that if King David couldn't run his own home properly, he himself could govern a nation better than his father. See that? You can't do it. I can do it. And what did he do? He had a hidden agenda. He was planting and plowing in and saying bad stuff to people about his father. He had pride. He had this loyalty in his heart. This is a heart issue. This is not a mind thing. This is a heart thing. Unless the heart change, situations cannot change, right? Okay. This belief in his own abilities over those of the king helped him turn into a rebel. He was a rebel. And guess what? When you become a rebel, you become a traitor. Okay? So he was not only disloyal, not only he was prideful, not only was he a rebel, but he was a traitor. Okay? In ministry, God gives the vision to the leader. My pastor used to tell me, anything with two heads is a monster, and it requires faith to believe the leader is hearing from God. So if you think your leader is not hearing from God, beloved, excuse me, if you think your leader is not hearing from God, beloved, and you can't trust your leader or you don't believe in your leader, then you need to find a new leader. You don't go in and try to take hostage. You don't try to go in and Shanghai the ministry or the team or the job. That's not what you do. You remove yourself and go where you go, or but you don't bring anyone else down, okay? All right, let me get a little water there. Okay, so you don't do that. At the same time, there's no reason why people under leaderships cannot share their ideals. So you want to be where you can be heard. You want to be where you can sit down and talk. A good leader will listen. However, that is where it should be left, as an ideal. You're not there to turn take over. It's not my way or the highway. If their initiatives are not taken up, they should not become threatened or hurt. When rejection of an idea is taken personally, listen to this, listen to that word. Let's start right there, rejection. Rejection caused a lot of hurt. Rejection caused a lot of pain. Rejection caused people to close down. So when you take their rejection so personally, you open yourself up to become disloyal, because your attitude becomes, you don't care about me, I'm not caring about you. Okay, you not look out for me, I'm not looking out for you. Or you know what, you rejecting me, I'm going to show you what I can do. And that means now I have a hidden agenda. Okay, you see how that connect so easily connected, beloved. So we have to be careful. Another danger sign of disloyalty is an independent spirit. Having an independent spirit. God called us to work together into team, not to be independent, self-reliant, self-sufficient, unconstrained, or detached. Independent people do not want fellowship. No, if you that person don't want to be around nobody, don't want to go with nobody, I'm cool, I'm good, I'm by myself, you're independent. So, you know, you don't want to fellowship with anybody. They separate themselves. They're hungry for position and recognition. So it's all about me. It's not about nobody else. I did it. You ever heard of people that I syndrome? It's I. It's me. I did. If you would have listened to me, if you would see, they want to be treated just like the leader, enjoying the same courtesy, respect, and honor. Now, let me stop there. Especially in ministry, you see so many people trying to jump in ministry and got saved yesterday, and next week they want to be the bishop. Okay, not good. That's not good, beloved. They want that recognition. Why they want to be the bishop? Because they see the bishop get the front seat, or the pastor get the front seat, or they see people put them, give them, raise them money, have anniversaries or whatever. I want that. That looks good. But there's a price for that, beloved. There's a cost. There's a price for that. Amen. Okay. However, respect is earned. Oh, yes. Respect is earned, not handed out. Let me say that again. Respect is earned, not handed out. Consumed by their own ambition, disloyal people cannot see that it's God who promotes. Okay? When people decide to raise someone up, it's at the best time for the right reason, and it produces results. Oh, did you get that? Okay, for example, in Genesis 41, Joseph went from being a prisoner, listen, to being a prime minister in one day because God was in control. Now, God did that. I just said somebody got saved and then they wanted to be the bishop the next week. But we see here that Joseph was in prison and then he became the prime minister, but God was in it. You got to make sure that God did it. God did the promotion, okay? God has to be in control. However, self-induced promotion, self-induced, you understand that? Usurping the authority of the leaders is always for the wrong reason and can only produce confusion, division, fear, hurt, and death to anybody, any ministry. Okay, so I hope you're writing this down. Okay, now what's our next sign? Our next sign is judging God's anointing. Ooh, be careful. Now, we always say, touch not my anointing and do my prophet no harm. Okay, that's scripture. But let's go what it said, God's anointing. That's another disloyalty sign is judging God's anointing. Disloyal people not only fail to submit to leadership, but they judge and they criticize them. So as I was saying, if you keep judging your leader can't do right, you keep criticizing your leader, find you a new leader. You need to find a new leader. I'm not going to tell you to go lead, because if you can't follow, you can't be a good leader. Good leaders are good followers, okay? We can see from the scriptures that it is very dangerous to affront God's anointing. For example, Jezebel attempted to kill the prophet Elijah, led to her violent death. Similar, King Saul spent years trying to destroy God's anointing, and he suffered a gruesome death, along with his sons, his armor bearer, and all of his men. Let me give you those scriptures, but you can go back and read. 1 Kings 19, verse 1 and 3, and verse 21 through 23. The second Kings chapter 9, verse 30 to 37, and 1 Samuel chapter 31, verse 1 through 6, okay? Another danger sign, is disloyalty, is the inability to trust. Yes, not being able to trust. That is a disloyal sign when you don't trust nobody. You have to trust somebody. You don't trust nobody. Absalom knew before he could act that he had to secure one important response from his potential followers. That was complete trust. He knew if people were going to follow him, they had to trust him. This is why he invested so much time standing at the city gates, probably shaking hands and kissing babies, just like a politician. That's what a politician do. They go out, shake hands, kiss babies, make promises, and tell lies to gain the trust of the people. Absalom, he had to build a bridge of confidence that would cause ordinary Israelites to turn away from their faith in the man who had led them from victory to victory and ushered them in the time of prosperity and peace. And that's what King David did. He led them from victory to victory, and he had kept peace. But they didn't want peace. Sometimes we follow the wrong people. That is good. We don't realize it's good. And Absalom went out there and sold them a bill of goods, a bill of goods, and they wanted that instant bill of goods. So they was going to leave King David to follow Absalom because he sold them a bill of goods. Even though Absalom had disloyal motives, he understood a very important leadership principle. And that is, again, one that is true even today, whether it's heading up a team or leading a church, a leader must trust. People have to trust you. Okay, without it, he or she can't achieve nothing as a leader. And if you're a leader, you have to trust. If you're leading people, you have to trust people. So if you're in this, if you don't trust nobody, you're not going to be able to lead nobody. Nobody's going to follow you. You know, okay, let's move on. Nowhere is this more apparent than when a pastor or a church leader is in the midst of a decision-making process over future directions, of a ministry. Okay, growing ministry faces decisions daily. This is often a time when people trust their leaders. It's tested, okay? It's not uncommon for a change to spark fire for disloyalty. When complete trust is demonstrated, the congregation acknowledges that the leader do not have to share the whole picture. But you don't get there until you get trusted, all right? All right. Countless precious servants of God are caught in the trap of not being trusted by leaders in ministry, okay? For example, this young minister whose pastor observed negative characteristics in his energetic, spontaneous personality. The pastor did not trust that he was flowing with the leadership or the church, planning enough, being consistent, or running with the church vision. So what the pastor seemed to fail to realize was that the most youth leaders see things different than their pastors do. Okay, so it goes both ways. In order to minister to the specific needs of the youth, they need to see things differently. Nevertheless, the mutual trust, the hearts of the leaders can't be united even in their methods are different, beloved. Okay? Praise God. Well, we're getting to the end. We didn't even get there. But let me say this. The danger signs of disloyalty is important to know and recognize in yourself, in your leadership. It's important to watch for them, to deal with them as soon as you see them. Left to grow, a spirit of disloyalty will only consume and destroy, beloved. Amen. So therefore, be watchful, not suspicious, but watchful in the spirit of these dangerous signs of disloyalty. We have come to the close. If you don't know Jesus Christ as your personal Savior, I ask you today to repent. Ask him to come in to be the head of your life. Read Romans 10 and 9. I ask you to join me back on next week. Tell someone to come in and be with us. Check yourself. Do an attitude check. We don't want to be disawed. We don't want to walk in pride. We don't want to be mistrustful. I love you in Christ, and there is nothing, absolutely nothing you can do about it. See you all next week. God bless.